This is Ken Lubin, the host and founder of the Executive Athletes Podcast, and welcome to this week's episode. I want to thank everyone that's been listening, and thank you for the comments and feedback. They're awesome and an incredible help in this journey to making this podcast better and better each episode. Once again, this is unscripted and unedited, as I believe it is the best way to get to really know the guest. Today's guest is Aaron Lee. Aaron has a very impressive combination of an extensive background in competitive sports and a passion for business and wellness and enhancing sports performance through new health recoveries and modalities. Originally competing at the national level for badminton and softball in New Zealand, she also enjoyed volleyball, kayaking, and snowboarding. She can now often be found cycling and mountain biking around the Surrey Hills in the UK. As a qualified civil engineer, Erin has over 10 years experience focused on the wellness and well-being sector, designing and constructing many luxury experiences like saunas, steam rooms, ice caverns, and salt rooms for both commercial and residential projects. Erin became interested in halo therapy, which is what we're going to talk about on this podcast, which is pretty unique, and we'll have her go into details. But she became more interested after trying her for herself and feeling the many benefits, especially with regards to the respiratory system. Now she's passionate about sharing these many benefits with others, hoping to make a positive difference to people's well-beings, health, and performance. So Erin, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks so much for having me.
So Erin, tell us a little bit about who Erin Lee is, how you ended up doing what you're doing. Pretty unique crossover from civil engineer to athlete to doing, you know, luxury halo therapy and other types of modalities.
That's right. Well, I'll keep it brief because you don't really want to hear about me. You really want to be hearing about the halo therapy and the Halo Home IR, which we're going to talk about today, and the amazing offers we've got. But yeah, as you said, I was born in New Zealand, so kind of pretty much an outdoorsy person right from day one. Always had to be out there doing things, got stuck into sports, especially through my teenage years. And I think that probably led to me doing civil engineering because I didn't really want to be stuck in an office behind a desk. And I thought with civil engineering, I could get out there and be doing things. My dad is actually from Ireland, so I think as most Antipodeans do, we set sail and head over yonder to see what else is out there. So I moved to England with a bit of a five-year plan, thought I'd do my civil engineering over here and then go back to New Zealand, but 19 years on and I'm still here. I carried on with my civil engineering when I got over here, and then an opportunity came up to work in building luxury houses. So I jumped at that opportunity and have been in some of the most amazing properties in the UK, which is very exciting. Then 10 years later, I decided that it was time for a family and things had to change a little bit. Being a project manager or a site manager was pretty much a 24/7 job. So I thought, well, I need to look at something else. And what really kind of took my interest was the well-being sector, but staying still involved with the construction side of things. So instead of procuring these items to go in these luxury houses, I was now going to be providing them. So I worked for a fantastic company designing and installing the saunas, steam rooms into these luxury homes and commercial facilities. And that's when I came across halotherapy. There was a bit of a demand out there. I didn't really know a lot about it. And I thought, as with most things, look, I really need to give this a try. So 3 years ago, I got a salt room set up and haven't looked back since. And it's been absolutely amazing for myself because, you know, when you're performing really at a high level or just trying to push yourself all the time.
I don't know what happened. I lost
you. Where did you lose me?
Let's talk about, yeah, let's, here, hold on. Ran into a little bit of technical difficulties there, but Aaron, talk about how you're using Halo therapy for yourself and then how you got into this.
Sure. So I've always kind of suffered from asthma, right from being young, having to use inhalers, and always found that, you know, when I'm pushing myself really hard in my training or going up very steep hills, that I'd get up to the top and I'd be coughing and panting and heavy breathing and people would be looking at me. And so when I started using the halotherapy, I found that it really, really improved this. And instead of my lungs giving way, it was my legs giving way first. So that was quite a good way around to have it. And I guess over these past 3 years, I've also found that I haven't suffered from lung infections either. I used to, you know, pretty much guaranteed every winter you'd feel that kind of the throat go, and then it would turn into a lung infection, and that would kind of wipe you out for 6 to 8 weeks in any one go, and often took quite a long time to clear the mucus off. I used to sometimes end up having x-rays to check that it hadn't turned to pneumonia. And since I've been using the halotherapy, I haven't suffered from a single chest infection. So I think, you know, there's proof in the pudding there, and this is why I've become so passionate about trying to share the benefits of halotherapy with others, purely because I've had such great results myself.
And talk to us a bit about what halotherapy is, right? We talked about a little bit of a high level. There's sort of these salt rooms that are pretty cool. Actually, I'd heard about it 7 or 8 years ago when someone I work with was talking about it. But go into a little bit of detail because it's pretty unique.
Sure. So halotherapy is also known as dry salt therapy. It originally came about as heliotherapy from the salt mines in Eastern Europe over 100 years ago. So it's now been modernized and recreated in the form of a halo generator. So it mechanically disperses the ground up microparticles of pharmaceutical grade salt. And that gets pushed into the room, and that's what you inhale. So these tiny little microparticles are able to, you know, right down into the lungs, into the bronchioli, and in there it helps to balance the airway surface liquid. It helps to clear unwanted inhaled particles from the lungs. It acts as an anti-inflammatory and has bactericidal effects too. So it helps to reduce bronchial hyperresponsiveness, and overall it helps to improve the lung function. So that's kind of a bit techy. And I think in simple terms, what it does is it, you know, it goes into the lungs, it helps to thin the mucus in there, which can help expel any of the mucus, and it also kills any pathogens that are starting to go in the lungs, any of the bacteria. And salt just wants to get out. So it absorbs moisture and then it wants to get out. So
interesting. No, and what is it, like a salt release? Is it, how does it, you know, how do you breathe it in? Is it a tube? You know, talk to a bit about it.
Okay, so the main thing that we've found is having a smaller space, like a Halo Home IR, which is the combined unit of halotherapy and infrared. You have a halo generator mounted to the outside, and that's what disperses the salt particles into the air. And you sit in the space, you just relax in there, fully closed, and just start practicing some deep breathing through your nose and through your mouth. Can help sinuses as well. And the combination with the infrared as a modality as well just gives you that double or extra benefits. So it can help improve the cardiovascular health, it helps improve immune resilience, it's helping you with the respiratory health, obviously, with the halotherapy side of things. And, you know, when you've been training really, really hard, it's really important to look at the recovery side of things too. So with the infrared heat, you're relaxing all those muscles, you're warming them up, you're giving them a chance to recover again. So the Halo Home IR is our fastest selling product at the moment. It is becoming really, really popular because it's able to be fitted into your homes. It only takes up you know, just over a square meter for the single person one, and can be put up in less than an hour. So it's so unique and easily installed in the home.
How long do you do it for, right? And talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. Well, with the Halo Home IR, it's basically a 4-in-1 almost package. So you could have it just as infrared. So you could go in there and just sit in there and heat up and relax. And we just suggest you do that for, you know, 15 or 20 minutes. If you want to have a combination of the halotherapy and the infrared at the same time, again, a 20-minute session 2 or 3 times a week will give you maximum benefit. But if you're training hard all the time, there's no reason that you can't go in there on a daily basis and do shorter sessions. And it all depends really what you're trying to treat and how you're feeling at the time as well. And I think you start to gauge that once you start using it. But with anyone who's suffering from a respiratory issue, or if you're trying to improve your sports performance, then, you know, 2 or 3 sessions a week is what we would really advise. 2 or 3 20-minute sessions.
And how does it help with sports performance? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, this is really interesting. And the World Halotherapy Association have also done some pilot studies on this. And just in recreational athletes, they have proven, or they came up with results of a 13% improvement in VO2 max. So that's fantastic, really. And if we can, you know, if you're looking at an elite level, even 2 or 3% at that level is going to really help the performance or the endurance. So with the halotherapy, it's helping to improve the lung function. So a clean respiratory system naturally results in higher oxygen intake, which gives increased energy and then also an improved immune system. And the salt is really absorbent, and it basically functions like a sponge. So it attracts any foreign substances along the path through the respiratory tract. So people that might suffer from allergies at this time of year, you know, it can really help then, because, you know, your respiratory system starts to contract or to swell up, and then you're not getting in the oxygen. So it's making you able to function better, your lungs function more to help with the endurance and with your oxygen intake, which ultimately leads to better sports performance. And I can certainly say that it really helps my performance, because just getting that extra oxygen into the system and allowing me to breathe clearly means that I can push my body harder.
And talk to us, so is it more for like endurance athletes? Is it more for strength athletes? Tell, you know, name the perfect athlete that this would be, you know, this would be good for.
I think the perfect athlete is anybody who wants to improve their performance. I don't think it's specific to anyone specifically, but I think with the endurance athletes, they're going to be able to perform or improve their endurance or increase the endurance or the level that they can perform at for a longer period of time. But then you've, on the other hand, you've got those that, you know, maybe CrossFit or weight training and things like that, where the combination with the infrared is helping you to recover quicker, so helping with the muscle recovery. So that is why this specific unit is brilliant for everybody. And it's not just for those that are performing the sports. It can be used by anybody. So children, the whole family can go in there and use it. And it's not always about you trying to reach peak performance. It's also about prevention and recovery. So that's where, you know, being able to stop or ensuring that you're not picking up these bugs or allergies, even leading up to events or things that might stop you from training. Or, you know, those that have got families, the kids come home with colds and things all the time. So it's great to be able to pop the kids in there and help them stay healthy and fit too, which obviously helps you not catch the cold.
No, I know. I remember when my kids would, and we'll probably start going through it again now that they're back in school, but, yeah. And hopefully it's not COVID, but it's a, it does, right? The kids bring home everything. And I think our immune systems are best when our kids are youngest, because you're getting new bugs introduced to you that you never knew you had.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, I bring my children into the room, and they actually really, really enjoy it. It's a nice time for everybody to relax, to put the tech down as well. And I'm absolutely positive that it keeps us much healthier as a family.
And talk to us about recovery. How does it help with recovery, right? Because that's, as everyone gets older, that's the biggest topic is recovery, right? I think people talk more about recovery now than they do actual training.
That's right. Yeah. So often with poor breathing patterns, that affects the recovery time too, because what you need to be doing is reoxygenating your muscles and helping them to recover. Because when you're using the muscles, you're kind of breaking them down almost. So being able to get more oxygen to them starts to help them to recover quicker. And then by having the infrared heat as well, again, with the heat and the relaxation, it's just helping boost that recovery process.
No, perfect, perfect. What about, and one thing you said earlier, it's not just for athletes. It's, you know, it can be used for anyone, anywhere. And I think go into a little bit more details about sort of the benefits overall with salt therapy, I think.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there are so many benefits. I could sit here for ages. I guess, you know, you could break it into three areas, I guess. If you eliminate the sports side of things, and you picked up on just respiratory issues, so it can help with things like asthma, COPD, cystic fibrosis, bronchitis, the allergy side of things, and cold and flu prevention. And then you've also got the skin conditions, so dry skin conditions such as eczema, psoriasis, acne as well. Because with the salt and the microparticles, it gets into the very small bits of your skin, and it draws moisture to the skin. So it's kind of working against what we normally think about salt drying things out. What it does when it touches the skin, it actually draws moisture to the skin and brings moisture there. So that's why it acts so well with the psoriasis and the eczema. It takes the redness out. It kills the bacteria because it's, it has bacterial effects. There's just a lot of benefits from that sort of things. We've also experienced very good results with those that suffer from sinus infections, ear infections, and at the moment with allergies. You know, if you are performing at elite levels and drug testing is an issue, then you can't take your allergy relief a lot of the time. So this is a completely natural, 100% drug-free way to help relieve those symptoms.
No, and I think in the northern climates too, right? I know right now I can feel like I can taste the pollen on my teeth. It's crazy with all the leaves coming out.
Yeah, and then again, it's especially good for children as well, because you know that you're just giving them something, you know, 100% natural. You're not putting in drugs, or you're not giving them inhalers, or they're not having to use antihistamines. So yeah, it's reassuring as a parent, I suppose.
No, it's interesting because it's such a different, just a different thought, right? I was never really, I've talked to so many people and had many people on the podcast of different modalities for recovery, right? Or health, but this is, you know, this is sort of, it's probably not new. Like you said, it's thousands of years old from the salt mines, but it's pretty, you know, it sounds pretty interesting.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's been so popular, and this specific combination of the Halo IR with the Halo therapy has really been popular, especially since COVID. Everyone's wanting to do wellness in their homes. You don't want to be going out and sharing facilities with other people. And it's just a great way to kind of give yourself that confidence that you're doing everything you can to protect yourself against any of these bugs and that are out there, keeping yourself in top shape with the immune system.
And talk to us a bit about, now we'll go to the civil engineer side, right? And the builder and project management side. How does one go about installing one in their home? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, of course. No, this is a good question, that one. So what we've done here is we have worked with the number one infrared company. And the unit itself comes essentially like a flat pack. So it's very easy to put together. can be done in under 60 minutes, and you certainly don't need to be trained to be able to do it. And the other
That's what IKEA says.
Yeah, well, their instructions aren't as good as ours. There's great videos as well that you can watch that talk you through the steps of putting it together. But it is honestly so easy and straightforward to put together. And then all you have to do is plug it into the wall. So there's no special requirements for this. There's no drainage needed because it doesn't have any rest in there. And it comes with chromotherapy lighting as well. So you can change the lighting to the mood that you're after. It has the essential oil blender there so that you can put in different fragrances. You know, if you want to have some lavender to relax, or you know, peppermint or eucalyptus to liven you up a little bit. And it also has a speaker system or Bluetooth there so that you can listen to meditation, or if you're like my children, you know, have a little disco in there. And I think, you know, it's safe to say that you could call it a bit of a wellness cocktail all in one little box almost. You've got so many modalities in that small unit to give you so many positive benefits.
Oh, cool. And where can people check it out? Where can they find, you know, a bit about Halo Therapy and what's going on with you guys?
Yeah, brilliant. So if you go to gethalohome.com, on there are our home options, and you'll see that there is a bit of information on the Halo Home IR there. Gives you all the details about the four different sizes that we've got. It comes with a 5-year warranty on the booth and the Halo generator, so you don't need to worry about that. You know, we stand behind the product. And you can get a single person, and you can also get up to a 4-person size, which is also wheelchair accessible. So that's really good too. It can fit in anywhere pretty much. But otherwise, you can also get in contact with myself. I think you're going to pop my email or something on there, or it's also on the website, my email address, and I'm more than happy to talk anyone through the details of it. You know, I think it's quite, you know, quite self-explanatory on the sheet, but you know, there's nothing not quite like talking to someone about it and seeing if it's right for you and how to fit it in your home.
No, and in my head, it's these big salt caves, right, of what you have, and that's what you're putting into your house and everything else. But I'm, you know, I've checked it out, and it's completely different, right? It's, you know, it's almost just like an in-home sauna type unit.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a really sleek unit. So it looks really modern. It's classy. I think it would really go pretty much anywhere, to be honest. So you could put it in your bathroom. You could put it into a garage. You put it into a pool hall or a summer house. You know, it really can pretty much go anywhere.
No, this is exciting stuff because it's a little bit different, you know, a little bit different world of performance, right? Because everyone's always looking for performance. And like you're saying, if it can make a 10 or 15% difference for the average athlete and a 2 to 3% difference for the elite athlete, that's, you know, that's a game changer between, you know, winning and losing.
Absolutely. I mean, there are already many teams and individuals using these to help enhance their performance. You've got a lot of the teams over in Europe, they already train in actual salt caves underground. They have football fields down there and they do their training down there. You've got Olympic figure skaters, there's CrossFit competitors using them, NFL teams. And another really interesting area is jockeys and their horses with equine halotherapy. The racehorses are really getting benefits. So it's exciting stuff. And you know, to have all these extra benefits as well and to be able to use it with your family, it just makes perfect sense. I don't know why everyone doesn't have one.
Everyone should have one. Everyone should, you know, and but awareness is key.
You know, especially at the prices that we can give you through Executive Athletes, where we're running a special deal until the end of July. And you just need to quote the exec 007 promo code to get the best price available.
Perfect. No, and I'll post that as well so everyone can check it out and go down that road. But Erin, this was awesome. Always looking for different ways to, you know, enhance performance and everything else. And I will post the feed to the site as well as your email if people want to reach out. So any last words, and thank you for being part of this.
Thank you very much for having me, Ken. And I hope that, you know, we can help make a positive difference to people's lives, both for them and their families. So let's get salty.
Perfect. Perfect. Awesome, Erin. Again, thanks again. And if anyone has any questions, comments, feedback, feel free to email me at kenandtheexecutiveathletes.com. I'll put the offer and everything in the show notes, and we'll go from there. So thanks for listening. Go out there. It's springtime in most of the world, unless you're on the other side of the equator and it's getting into winter, but make sure you're out there and keep on crushing it. Thanks for listening.